Well, praise the Lord, and good morning. Our meditation this morning will be from the NIV, Romans chapter 4, verses 18 through 21. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, "So shall your offspring be." Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he had promised. When we accepted Christ as our Savior, we entered into a covenant with our Heavenly Father. We became believers in a life eternal through Jesus Christ. We also believe he is an ever-present help in a time of need. As our faith grows stronger day by day, and we learn more about him, we have no choice but to trust in his promises. Our Heavenly Father allows us to go to sleep each night with the comfort in knowing he is watching over us. When we go about our daily task, whether it is working around our homes, going to our jobs, going to school, going shopping, going for an evening of entertainment, or just watching a sunset, we believe his hedge of protection surrounds us and our loved ones at all times. His holy word tells us that he will answer our prayers when we call upon him in the name of Jesus. Think back to when there was a problem at the job, or even you needed a job, a personal or family health concern, a financial problem, a legal problem, a time when you had felt you had lost your way, or fighting a battle to correct an injustice. The list continues, and it goes on and on. But you call on the Lord with the belief and faith that your prayers will be answered. So I ask you, do you believe what God says? Should yes be your answer, then that's faith. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we come to you this morning in the name of Jesus, thanking you for your creation. You created this earth. You created each and every one of us, and you made us each one unique. In making each one of us different, you knew before we were formed our individual needs. And you meet those needs each and every day of our lives. You give us what we need to survive. You give us air. You give us oxygen. You give us sight. You give us feelings in our hand. You give us the ability to take care of our own personal needs and even the needs of others, Father. You have done all these things, and we didn't do them ourselves. As our listeners are prayerfully in agreement, I ask you, Father, that you meet each and every need. I ask special prayer for the members that are under the care of the great physician, those that are in need of someone to stand beside their bed, because during this time, Father, many of them cannot have anyone to come and stand beside them or sit beside them to read them the word or sing them a song. There's no one there to do that, Father. So I ask that you provide them that comfort, that you provide them with that comfort that they need to put that song in their heart, to put that scripture into their mind, that they can look back and think of how good you have been to them. We ask you, Father, to cover our pastor with an extra measure of strength as she meets the needs of our congregation and all who call upon her for wisdom and spiritual guidance. We ask you to continue to bless our church family as we, in our collective prayers, as we go and pray for one another. Let the Holy Spirit do its wonderful work as it gives us wisdom and guidance. Remember our governmental leaders and guide them in their decisions and plans for our communities, cities, and the world at large. We believe, Father, you are in control over everything that's going on, so we place it all in your hands. And at the request at your feet, we lay them, and we say, thy will be done. And in the name of your Son, Jesus, we say amen.